Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the World Meeting of Religions here in Assisi, I'm Emer McCarthy. Peace where it exists today is under threat. We live in a pluricultural, multi-religious society where all too often religious differences lead to instability, violence, and even war. The youth of today must be educated to peace, to deepen their own religious identities and their knowledge of others, in order to avoid a promulgation of sectarianism and synchronism. These were the key points of a message to participants in the World Meeting of Religions given by Pope Benedict XVI, where he invited all those present to once again clarify that religion cannot be used to foment hatred and indifference, that religion is an instrument of peace. The Pope's 8-page address was read by the Archbishop of Assisi, Domenico Sorrentino, to a congregation of spiritual leaders and representatives from Islam, Buddhism, the International Jewish Congress, and the World Council of Christian Churches at the opening of the 2-day event in Assisi's Lyric Theatre. The address looked back to the unprecedented gathering in the city of St. Francis in 1986, convoked by his predecessor John Paul II. Unfortunately, writes the Pope, that dream of peace, which seemed possible following the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of the Cold War, now at the dawn of the third millennium, seems distant. These conflicts, which are threatening the world today, cannot be attributed to religion, however, he writes, but to the cultural limits of mankind that have developed over the years. Cultural, political, and economic solutions are ways to build peace, continues the Holy Father, but they are not its foundation. First of all, peace must be built in the heart of mankind. Here the Holy Father called for a rebirth in true religious education. The power of prayer, he continued, cannot be undermined. One of the highlights of the 1986 meeting, he wrote, was the uniting value of prayer when the exponents of the various religions prayed each in their own way, but all within the context of the meeting. This, he said, was an example of how separate religious identities can overcome differences. The youth of today, he concludes, needs to deepen their knowledge of their own religions, but also to be in dialogue with others, if we are to contrast the tradition of sectarianism and hate, which generates future violence. From Assisi, I'm Emer McCarthy.